Rebbe gets up to speak. He just sort of runs up and starts to speak. We don't have a chance for any divrei hakdama. I just really wanted to take the opportunity to thank Rebbe for always being here, for always being a source of hashba, for the connections that so many of us feel with him, for taking time from his schedule to be here. It means so much to us. And I just want to thank Rebbe for his involvement, his inspiration, and Shabbat Shalom should continue to be mechazeg Rebbe in all of your efforts on behalf of Klal Yisrael.
Thank you, Blas. I wish I could always be here, but much more often than I'm able to be. But the time that I'm here, I get tremendous chizik, and I appreciate. What I'm going to talk about now really would require a few hours. I'm just going to try to press it into 35 minutes or so. We're going to learn an important sugya. I was asked to speak about the sugya of going home for Yontif. Now, for every person, that means something else. For some, that means a tremendous amount of anxiety. For others, that means a tremendous amount of simcha, of joy. Everybody, each one with your own family, what that means to be in close quarters, in that intense situation of Pesach for that period of time. So obviously, everybody has a different story. But I want to talk about the klolius of this inyan. And the tachlis of all of our avodah this time of the year. And all that we're doing, the kashering, abdigas chametz, the matzahs, and all the mitzvahs, the tachlis of this time of the year is to get to the end of the Seder. That last part of the Seder that's called Nirtza. And Nirtza means that a person comes to that point in his avodah where after all that he's been doing and all that he's been preparing for, he feels ratsui. He feels as somebody who is looked up to, kivyochel by Hashem, somebody who's loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the Kaddish Urchatz, and everything that was before Kaddish Urchatz, the whole month, this entire period of time, is to be able to come to that place of Shir Shir, of Anila Daidi V'daidi Li. Rav Kluger in his new Svarim, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, on Pesach, puts it this way. That time of Nirtza, at the end of the Seder, after you've done all the mitzvahs, you said the Haggadah and you're tired. Shabbai Hashem Yisbarach kivyochel unasa achazna karei Nirtza. One should try, Rav Kluger says that one should imagine, when it comes time for Nirtza, that Kilo Hashem is the one who is now taking over the Seder. And Hashem calls out the word and he says, Nirtza. Ela Yehudi Ayeshiv Achasiyem HaSeder. To this Jew who is sitting here now after the Seder. Vayim Hashem Yisbarach Nirtza. Nirtza means Ata Ratzui. Da. Ki Hincha Ratzui Lefanai. I want you to know that you are somebody who is beloved to me. That I accept all of your Avayda. And you're beloved to me. Chaviv Ata'ai. Vayehudi Nenevoim Lashem Esbarach Keben Oin Laviv. And then at that point, the Jew is able to say to Hashem, the way that a child says to his father, Achein Kain, it's true. Hinin the Yrotsui Lefanecha. It's the whole tachlis of this time. And all the work and everything we're preparing for is not to say a few vertlach, and to eat a few kezaisim. It's through all of that, and by means of all of that, to be able to hear Hashem's Baruch Himself saying, Nirtze, Ani Rotze Otcha, Ata Ratzui, I love you. It worked. I accept your Avaida. And now, Shir Hashir. To say Shir Hashir. That's the Tachlis. So we have to ask ourselves a very, very honest question. I'm talking to the Chevra about this all the time in shul. Because when people come to sell chametz, the easiest part of the chametz to sell is the stuff in the cabinets and the garage. But the hardest stuff to get rid of is the chametz over here, right? So if a person wants to come to that Shir Hashirim, which is the tachlis of Yontif, of this time of the year, and he comes into the Yontif with machloikas, with arguments, with all types of, with anger, with midas that are not exemplary midas. So how is he able to come to the Yontif of Pesach? You know, the first time that the word Pesach, is in Torah. So by Makis Bukharis it says, V'kocha toich lo'aysai, Pesach hu la'asha. V'ayadam lochem lo'ays al habatim asher atim sham, V'risi es ha'adam u'pasachti aleichem. V'ayabachem negif l'mashchis ba'koysi be'eretz Mitzrayim. So here it says, u'pasachti aleichem. Pesach, the Torah says, the first time that, you know, the first time that something is found in Torah is the yesod of what it really means, in the deepest way. So, upasachti aleichem, Targum translates, v'ichus aleichem, means I have rachmanis on you. Rashi says, upasachti means what? V'chamalti. Upasachti v'chamalti means the reason that I did not allow the Malach HaMavis to take you away from this world is because I have Rachmanis on you. Even though you're in the 49 places of Tumah, in the Mem Teshari Tumah, Upasachti means V'chamalti. That means that the whole Mahus of the Yontif of Pesach is that even though we were unworthy, even though we're difficult, even though we were doing things that were completely, completely not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to do, Upasachti, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Pasachti, Chamalti, had Rachmanis on you. That means that the Ikar Avaida in the days leading up to Pesach, from the moment that you come home, and throughout the entire Yontif of Pesach, is the Avaida of the Chamalti Aleicha, to have Rachmanis on the people who raised you. Regardless of how you might think that person has gone beneath the Mentesh Shari Tumah, he or she is in a place that's worse, because nowadays, the Aruch HaKadosh said, we're already in the 50 Shari Tumah, we have the Torah to be able to get us out. So even though you might look at your parents or the entire cast of characters that you're with for the Seder, as being individuals who are worse than our ancestors who left Mitzrayim. But our ancestors left Mitzrayim because the Baruch Shalom is Pasachti, which is Chamalti. The Baruch Shalom has Rachmanis on Jews. And when it comes to parents in particular, if you expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis on you, I'm talking straight. If you expect Hashem is about to have Rachmanis on you, because let's face it, me and you, all of us here, we're in the Shari Tumah, whether it's 49, whether you're at the 29, whether you're at 150, whatever it is. All of us are having our inyanim in this world before Mashiach comes. And since the whole mohus of Pesach, the whole definition of Pesach is Rachmanis, Pasachti Chamalti. That means that if you expect the Baruch Shalom to be patient with you and to overlook your faults, because all of us have lots of faults, and you're asking Hashem to be Poseach, you want Hashem to pass over your mistakes. You want to worship the Rachmanis on you. So the tzaddikim say that the only way that a Jew can ask Hashem for Pasachti, to pass over his own shortcomings and mistakes, is if you have Rachmanis on the people who raised you. And the people who raised you might have many, many deficiencies. Each one of you knows your own family. And I'm sure that most of you, the families are gewaldig, are unbelievable tzaddikim, and you're excited to be with them, and you're looking forward to every minute, including your brothers, your sisters, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins, whatever it is. It's gewaldig, and you're looking forward to it. But it's usually examined as Shemayim that somehow amongst those people there are going to be maybe one or two, or maybe even three or four, you mamish can't stand. And that every single second from the moment that you get there, it's an unbelievable nisayin in your midas. Not to get angry. Not to be angry. Things are not being done the way that you want it exactly. You want it should be, the kitchen should be like this. And things are not exactly the way that you want. And there's a reason why the Baruch Shalom wanted to make Pesach the most unbelievable nisayin when it comes to Midas Tavis. Because Hashem is going to make Pesach differently. I don't want to tell you something you probably already know, that the Baruch Shalom never intended it should be Pesach where you're sitting Erev Pesach in some hotel by the pool and some servant is coming there that I'm here to serve you, to put the pillow up under your head and to set your feet up and to bring you a drink. That's not what Pesach was meant to be, and the whole thing is a ziyuf and a siluf of what Pesach is. It's a complete corruption and a misinterpretation of Pesach. The Baruch Shalom wanted us to come to the Seder, said brachin, miserable, broken creatures who are overworked, who went through the Golus of Mitzrayim, who went through the Kor Barzel, who are overcoming every desire that they have to yell at their parents, to scream, to fight with their cousins, and to come to the Seder as Avodim Mamash. There's a reason why the Baruch Shalom put us into Mitzrayim before he took us out. Everybody now wants to skip Golus Mitzrayim, and they want to get straight to the Seder. They want to get straight to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but without being in Mitzrayim. The Baruch Shalom planned things in such a way that before you see Mitzrayim, you're in Mitzrayim. And part of being in Mitzrayim is contending with the other Jews who are there with you. And when you're there together with other Jews who are different from you, either psychologically, culturally, emotionally, religiously, they're different from you. And every single one of you is mamish, every single one of them is mamish in the sign, and you feel that this is worse. I'd be better if I would be with Paro. If I be with Paro in Mitzrayim, it would be easier for me than being with this cousin. It would be easier than for me to be with Paro than to be with this parent. Now you all know that by the Makis of Dan and Sfadeya and Kenim, they did not happen through Moshe Rabbeinu, right? It wasn't through Moshe Rabbeinu, it was through Aaron. And Hashem said, the Chazal tells us, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Amayim sheshamrucha b'shar shushlach liyeh. That this water was the water that protected you and somehow saved your life when you were thrown into the Nile. When you buried the Egyptian that you killed, the Ofra, the dirt, was protecting you. It's not proper that the Nile that saved your life and the Ofra that saved your life, that they should what? That you should go and give a clap, that you should be the one to give a clap to make the makis of Dam Sfadeh and Kinim come from them. So the Medrash says, therefore, lokwai they are. The Moshe Rabbeinu could not show a lack of hakaras hatov to the water that saved him and to the earth that saved him, right? So the makis had to take place through Ar. So think of this as Mamash Apella. From the day of creation and even before. Because the Torah is tough, kufa, ayin, dal, darius before creation. Whatever that means. I don't know what that means. But Hashem Zbaruch planned that there would be a Golus Mitzrayim, that there would be an Odom Arishon and Chav and everything else, and the Ovis and the Shvatim, maybe go down to Mitzrayim. And the whole creation was that what? That it should come out from Mitzrayim. Zechart l'chesed n'rayach, ahav z'losach. The whole creation was waiting for the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim means Gilui Kroid Hashem. Means to reveal Hashem's presence in this world. Mikol Makom, Hashem Yisboch did not want that Gilui Kroid Shemayim, that all of creation was waiting for, the revelation of Hashem in this world, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Halal, and all of that, Hashem Yisboch did not want that should happen. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want it either, as we'll see in a minute. Did not want that it should happen. How? In such a way that there was a lack of Hakaras HaTov. That something was missing in Hakaras HaTov. Even though we're talking about Hakaras HaTov to inanimate objects, to the water and to the dirt. But Sofka Sof, the water took care of you. Sofka Sof, your mother brought you into the world. Sofka Sof, your parents tried to raise you, even though you're a big chachamim and you would do it a different way. But Sofka Sof, your parents got plenty of malchus by raising you. They took a lot of malchus by raising you. So the Baruch Shalom says, I don't want any Yetzias Mitzrayim, I don't want any Pesach that comes with giving malchus to your parents. That comes with giving malchus to people who are good to you. People who love you. They might not understand what you do. They might not be on your madrega. They might not have ever learned Torah if you're Balei Tshuva. They might not, or even if they were from, they might not be with the Frumkai that you now feel is the right way and is not what they're doing, and so on and so forth. All the different habits. And whatever the culture is that is coming to the Shulchan Aruch, and all they want to talk about is this rabbi is no good and that Rebbetzin is no good. Or they want to talk about the Yankees and the Mets, or even Chas V'Chli, the Bosnia Red Sox. They want to talk about whatever it is. They want to talk about all kinds of narishkeit, and you're thinking this is the raisa, this is the raisa, this is a bond, this is a vaklashno, this is the raisa, this is the bond. And therefore you're going to look like you're upset, you're going to be angry, you're going to go into the kitchen, you're going to go down and sit with a sefer into another room, all of these games that kids are playing when they go back to their parents that often happen. The Baruch Shalom is saying, I don't have any love for this kind of behavior. This is not the Torah that I gave you. I didn't even want the yam, the nilus. I didn't want the water to get a clap. I didn't want the dirt to get a clap. And you're coming, since you're home, you're giving your mother a dirty look. Instead of doing what she asks you to do, which is you're there a little bit to help prepare for yontif, you say, you're telling her that what she's doing is not right. There's supposed to be two layers of aluminum foil. There's only one layer. And your mother says, but this is how we did it, and it was good for you when you were, before you were such a big Talmud Chacham, and now you're a big Talmud Chacham, you're telling me that it's not good. All of these kinds of mikuch. I'm not saying that you should eat chametz on Pesach, you understand? And I'm not suggesting you should do things against halacha. But I'm suggesting you be balei seichel. Not just balei seichel, but Jews that are heart-sicker Jews that have a heart. And Pesachti Chamalti means that the Baruch Shalom doesn't have any patience for people who are impatient with their parents. If there's any patience for people who are making all kinds of chumis, many of these chumis that are chumis that bichlal have no, they're not rooted at all in Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim, but are extra things that are very choshev and very hedgim. If you want to do it in your own homes, you do it in your own homes. But when it comes to your parents, it's enough to be ikra din to be yaitse, even many to be david to be yaitse, but not to make these people feel that they're. To feel that they're not good. To feel that they're not really doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because it seems clear from many, many places in Chazal that the Baruch Shalom did not want to take it out of Mitzrayim if it's going to make people feel bad. For instance, Moshe Rabbeinu. Here it is also. It's the big time and Moshe Rabbeinu is going to take it out of Mitzrayim. And he was appointed for the job. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to take it. Chaim Shmuel was talking. Well, he can talk about this. The Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I don't want to go. How can I do this on the cheshbon of my brother? All of the years I'm living in the palace. All of the years I'm apart from my brothers and sisters, right? And who's the one that's suffering with them? Who's the one that's with them every minute? Who's the one that's crying with them? Who's the one that's giving them chizuk? My brother Aaron. Now all of a sudden I'm appointed to be what? I'm appointed to be the Navi. I'm appointed to take them out of Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to do it." And Chazal tells us the main reason that he was arguing with Hashem about taking the job was because he was worried about his brother. Chazal say this. So Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, lo yechpes la'Aaron b'dov hazeh. Only after Hashem spoke, told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to tell you something. Aaron is okay. He doesn't care. Not only that, lo dai shenem meitzeh elo oit sameach b'libo, it says in Pasuk, v'racha v'somach b'libo. That Aaron is such an honor. Aaron is such a tzaddik that he's not in the slightest bit upset. Not only that, he's so happy for his brother that you got the job. He's so happy that you're the tzaddik. So you see once again that the whole ghoul, and I remember, every single second of the clock that was ticking by this golus was bringing us closer and closer to a place of no return. And remember that there were Jews who were mamas suffering and were miserable and were broken from all the years of golus. And still Moshe Rabbeinu said, get somebody else, I'm not doing this. Why? Because I don't want my brother to feel bad. So if it was me or you, we would say, do me a favor, stop telling me about your brother. We're talking about Gula, you know, we're talking about Pesach. We're talking about Maseches Tzachim. We're talking about all the Rishon Lechrein. We're talking about everybody having off 8 days, 9 days. And you're worried that maybe Aaron, who you know is a tzaddik, you're worried that what? That he's going to feel a little bit bad? That's what you're worried about? But you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that Moshe Rabbeinu was right. And Hashem Baruch Hu was masking with him, because the Gula from Mitzrayim is not just a matter of raising Kavod Shammai. The Gula of Mitzrayim is to raise Kavod Yisrael. Hashem Baruch Hu cares about Kavod Yisrael. And that's why Hashem says to Moshe ben Aaron, "Vidaber shem Moshe ben Aaron, v'yitzav mel bnei Yisrael v'al paro melech Mitzrayim lohoitzis bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." So nobody knows what it means. What does it mean in pasuk when it says v'yitzave el bnei Yisrael? What does it mean v'yitzave el bnei Yisrael? It's v'yitzave. Doesn't say any mitzvah. So Rashi says, "Tziva aleihem lanhigam benachas v'lizbal oisam." Tziva aleihem lanhigam benachas. Hashem commanded Moshe ben Aaron. He said, "You are the leaders of the Jewish people." Tziva aleihem lanhigam benachas. Hashem said, "Be good to my children." Your leaders, leaders can get very angry. Leaders can lose their temper. Leaders can have the worst midas, because the Jewish people are hard people. And there are all kinds of nisyonos. The Jews are an am sheyer. It's very hard. Anybody that ever has business with Jews, anybody that ever works in a Jewish neighborhood, and you have a store in a Jewish neighborhood, you know it's the hardest thing in the world to have savlanos for Jews. A guy walks into the... I remember I was just saying to my wife, we were laughing at it because we were talking about Chol HaMoed, where we used to go on trips. And I remember we went to this place somewhere far away, and they had this, and it was like rides. When the kids were little, they had all these different rides. This was, I remember what it was called Jiminy Peaks, someplace in the... I don't know, Connecticut somewhere, I don't remember. But it was just like they have mountains, all these different rides. And you come up to the counter, and it has a list of how much everything costs, right? The different rides. And it has over there, also there are all kinds of different things, that if you have a family, it's a family of four. If it's two, if it's a family of eight, you have different deals, right? All these different deals. So we went there with my nieces, my nephews, my brother, my sister, we're all there. And there are a lot of Jews here coming around, right? All Jews are there. And every guy walks right up to the counter. You ever see this? Goes right up to the counter, gives the money, and gets a ticket. All the Jews are standing, 80 people standing around, looking at this thing and hardly... You're my mishpacha, right? Mishpacha. You go in, you have 100, then the guy goes, "What are you going with 100 people?" And then he goes back to the, he says, "No, they don't have for 100. So they ask him if they have for four families, a family plan. Only Jews are all Isaac and these chocolate Italians on the side. Every single guy goes right up to the counter and goes in, the kids are happy. They all have like canteens and different stuff. And you have Jews with the high heels and with the bekishes, and everybody's going in and handling over the ride. But what if I don't use all the rides? Right? What if I don't use all the rides? You still have to pay. Sir, you have to..." And they probably gave them 2 weeks preparing them for all the Jews that are coming, right? That is seminar. How do you deal with Jews? And what if I don't use all the rides? Can I get back? If I give the tickets back, can I give back the tickets? Whatever, I want to give to someone else that's coming. My father's coming later. What do I want to give to my father? All the lumdis. And these guys never heard in their lives like all these this lumdis, right? So how do you take care of such a people? I mean, you're very good schmuck. You're very funny and all that. But lemaisa, Jews are hard. So the Baruch Shem says, it says in Pesach, "Siva aleihem lanhigam benachas v'lizbal oisam." It's not a glamorous job. It's not a glamorous job. And when it says in Pesach, when it says such a lashon of Yitzhak ben Yisrael, and Rashi says, "Siva aleihem lanhigam benachas v'lizbal oisam," remember, it was already hard, because it says before, "Lo yishomu al Moshe mekaitzu rochem avoy dekasha," they're already giving Moshe in a very hard time. "V'lo yishomu al Moshe," right, they weren't listening to Moshe. Mekaytzi ruach, mevedakasha. It's a bracha on the people. They were not listening to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem's bracha says, "You better treat them nice. They're my children." And a number of times Moshe Rabbeinu in the midbar, I'm sheyarf. Hashem's bracha says, "You be careful what you're saying about them," because the inyun of Yetzias Yitzchayim is not only gilui kvayt Hashem. It's not just to reveal Hashem's greatness and Hashem's presence in the world. It's also to be megala kvaytim she Yisrael. And kvaytim she Yisrael means that it means pasachti means chamalti. But in order to be able to be this way, lanhigam, because many of you are coming back and you're learning Torah for many years, and you come back to your parents, and many of them, they don't know Torah, they're not even showing mitzvahs, whatever. So they look up to you like you're the Rosh Hashiva. They look at you like you're the Vilna Gaon, like you're the Chassam Sofer. You understand? That's how they look at you. So you're the representative of Torah in the family. You're the guy that's sitting and learning. You're the one that comes back. Everybody's watching to see, like, what did the Torah teach you? What has the Torah made out of you? What kind of a mensch are you? What are you? What has it done for you to be a ben Torah? So therefore, the Chavis Lavav says the following: in Shair Vav Perik Vav Yaniach Gavus Lichvayt Habayre. The mida that's necessary to work on most now, and I'm talking to you very plain. I hope you forgive me. There's nothing fancy here. Plain. Chavis Lavav says, if you hold yourself to be in a certain madrega, to give kavod to Hashem, to serve Hashem, let go of that gavhus, that gaiva. When you're doing something for the Baruch Shalom, put aside all of those feelings that you have of your own covet. The first I've heard in the Beis HaMikdash was what? In the morning was what? Tumas HaDeshen, right? Tumas HaDeshen was not lighting the menorah. Tumas HaDeshen was not the Ketores. Tumas HaDeshen was dirty work. It's like cleaning for Pesach. Why is everybody running away to all these programs? God, they want to be with the families, or everybody says it's their wife's fault. But really, why they? Because they don't want to. They don't want to have to do these things that are necessary to do to make a kosher Pesach. So therefore, they'll pay $80,000, imagining that what they're getting, what they're eating in their place is kilo, it's kosher Pesach, because it was kosher, you know, 2 weeks before that they did a little bit of boiling and burning, and everything is kosher Pesach, and people are willing to do that. So they shouldn't have to lower themselves in any way to make themselves filthy and dirty and to be in the gullus of Mitzrayim and to work getting ready for Pesach. There are other reasons why people go, but this is part of it also. Because for certain people, to get themselves filthy and dirty for the kavod of Hashem and to get underneath a sink and to get underneath a counter and to move a fridge or to do something and to get dirty and to get filthy, it's not bekavodik. But Aaron began every single day with the Trumas HaDeshem. And not only that, but the Kohanim were fighting who would have the schus to be the ones that would take out the ashes from last night's avodah, right? And Trumas HaDeshen is the beginning each day in the avodah Beis HaMikdash. Why is that the first avodah Beis HaMikdash every day? Because the Baruch Shalom is saying the following. The Baruch Shalom is, if you're an Eved Hashem, if you really, really are in this for serving me, if that's what this is about, being an Eved Hashem, if you're an Eved Hashem, the Tznai, that's what the Chabad Lubavitch is saying, the Tznai to being an Eved Hashem, the condition to being an Eved Hashem is, Ani Avducha Ben HaMesacha, I'm here to serve you. I'm here, I'm an Eved. I'm here to be your servant. And in order to be such a person, you have to have the midas of shiflus and anava, to be ma'oid, ma'oid, hevi shval ruach. So when a bacha comes home, or oftentimes, with not just the bacha, but a married fellow comes back to the house, or the parents, whatever, the family, they all come back. And suddenly he finds himself like in the pile of the Trumas HaDeshen. If you're in a house where there's still Baruch Hashem, they're still preparing for Pesach, they're still cleaning, not just packing up a trunk, they're still cleaning for Pesach. And you're in such a place, and your parents could use some help, your wife could use some help, the family could use some help, and now it's time for Trumas HaDeshen. And that's the beginning of the Avodah of every day. Because the beginning of the Avodah Beis HaMikdash was that a Kohen should understand, I'm an Eved, I'm a servant. I'm not a servant of Paro. The greatest compliment that Hashem paid Moshe Rabbeinu was, Avdi Moshe b'chol beis Neman. Avdi Moshe. There are a lot of nice things Hashem could have said about Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem could have said, Hagoyin HaKadosh Rosh Kol B'nei HaGoyla. Like now they have that on you, if you're Hashem Mimitzvus, it says. Hagoyin HaKadosh Rosh Kol B'nei HaGoyla HaRav Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Amram, right? Hashem could have said such great things about Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the greatest compliment that Hashem pays to a Jew? Avdi Moshe, v'chol beis Neman. Avdi Moshe, my servant. He serves me. He's a slave for me. He puts aside his covet. He puts aside his expectations. He puts aside all that he holds from himself and that he felt that it should be like, and he becomes an Eved. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Avodai Heim, that the Jewish people are my Avodim. Avodai Heim. When a person comes home, and the mindset of coming home is Anivus, Shiflus, Avdus, Golus. That's the mindset. Avdus, Golus. To be an Eved. To be a slave. To come back and say, Ma, whatever you need me for, I want you to lie on the floor and I want to stand on you. Whatever you need me for, I want you to go into my closet. But you don't have to clean the closet because there's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam about Chomish. What are you doing? If it's under the seat, under. Say, Ma, I don't know what you're talking about. Clean the car. Just clean the car. You understand? Do whatever she tells you. Whatever you're told to do. Ani avdu chavana masecha. That's why the Avodah Beis HaMikdash begins with Trumas HaDeshen. Because it's not glamorous. It's nothing fancy. It's dirty. It's hard. It's not something which is nice. But the Baruch Shalom wants to make Jews into Avdei Hashem. And one of the greatest things that's, I've spoken about this to the Chevron Shabbos, one of the greatest things that's missing in our generation is this feeling of being a servant. It's this feeling of being a servant. There was a maestro, you know, with the Satan Rav Schussi and Leinu, that he sent the boys out many, many years ago in the 50s, he sent the boys out to go around collecting money for the yeshiva, to be able to pay for the rebbeim, to pay salary. He sent out the guys to go collect. So there was a wealthy woman that came to the Satan Rebbe, and she said, Rebbe, and she put out on the table, she put out like $1,000, which in those years was a velt of money. She put out this money, she said, I don't want my son going around collecting. My son's not a schnorr. You know, we're very chashuva people, whatever, from the Rebbe Meiloch or from the Beditzel, who knows where they came from. We're very chashuva people. My son's not going like a schnorr collecting money going knocking on doors collecting money. And the Satan Rebbe took the money and pushed it off the table. And he went, fech. You think that I need your money? You don't think that I can make a phone call and get that $1,000? You think that I need to say, I send the boys around Davka because of your son. Because your son, when he sneezes, you're there to collect it. You understand? And that's why he's the way that he is. And I want the boys to go around to know what it means to make yourself a shmata. But to be an evet. To be a shmata for the Rabbanu Shalom. To be a shmata for a yeshiva. To be people who understand that life is not about serving yourselves, it's about serving others, and to do for others. Like Reb Chaim Volozhin brings there in the beginning, is to serve others, to do for others. That's the tachlis of being in this world. And our generation in particular, this is something which is getting lost on people. Therefore, I don't want my children to have to go through Pesach like I did when I was younger. Because when I lived back, I'm not saying this for me, my shmarmis, I'm the opposite. But there are many people that say, I grew up in the Lower East Side, and we had a one-bedroom apartment. And it was crazy with Pesach when my mother had us scraping the walls, and my grandmother was yelling at us that we have to do this and do that. And I don't want my kids to have that, so I'm going to go spend Pesach this year. It's in downtown Cairo. There's a Hyatt in Cairo, and I'm going to Cairo for Yom Tov, or I'm going to the Bermuda, I'm going to Fort Lauderdale, I'm going to Phoenix, to Scottsdale, wherever I'm going. The ikir is, my children shouldn't have to lift a finger. I spoke about this on Shabbos, and there are a couple of chevra that are going to a program, and they already called up. Listen to this nice story. This is one of the guys from shul, a couple of guys from shul, they're going there. One of the chevra in shul is Charlie Harari, he's one of the guys in our shul. And Charlie, and they're all going to this, or Navi, you know, to have a program. And I was yelling much harder than I'm yelling at you. I was yelling at them on Shabbos. And they're going to the program. Okay, what are they going to do? They have to go. They're going. But they called up, and they're working it out now. Listen to this. He asked me, Rebbe, what can we do that shouldn't be like this? So I said, so then go and take your kids, and ask if it's possible to work out. And Charlie worked out, and a couple of guys are working it out. First of all, I said, sit with the boys for 2 hours and go through all Mishnah's Pesachim. Not to sit by the pool at 4:30 in the afternoon. All the Mishnah's Pesachim to go through the Avodah, through everything, to the Mishnah's Pesachim. That's Aleph, Beis. Ask for Shus if the kids can go into the kitchen and have them peeling onions and have them peeling potatoes and have them making the maror and have them doing things to get ready to serve other Jews that are going to be served that night for the Seder. And they're doing it. The one that's running the program, or Rabbi Wallerstein, he's happy about this, or Nava, and he's doing it. And the kids from the program, the ones that their mothers will let them, they're going to go and they're going to work on Erev Pesach. You ever hear such a thing? 2019, you're going to take a kid and he's going to have to grind a potato. Think of it. And I said, no blender, give him an old fashioned thing and peel a potato and grind it up. And if you're able to get him to put on a thing and to bring it to some other Jew, an old man who's sitting at a seder in the dining room that night. Because you can't be free from Mitzrayim if you're never in Mitzrayim, you understand? You don't know what it means to have Rachmanis on other people. We're being raised without Rachmanis. Or Rachmanis means to write a check. The Satan Rebbe said, I don't want your check. I want your kid to go around the whole day knocking on doors and to feel the embarrassment of what it means to ask for other Jews to get money for other people that are in need, that can't afford to pay for yeshiva, to raise money. That's the Bir Chametz. That's a Bir Chametz. That's a Shreifas Chametz. That's how you burn the Chametz. Because the biggest Chametz, you know, the Tanya and all the Siddiqui can say is Gaiva. It rises. Gaiva. Rav Nosson Breslov used to say on people that had a lot of chumas, because you know Rabbi Nachman didn't go for chumas. Rabbi Nachman used to say, keep the Shulchan Aruch, kula hai, v'ulai, halavai, you should keep Shulchan Aruch. Just keep Shulchan Aruch. So Nosson used to say about the big machmirim, Yalu Shamayim Yerdu Tahaymais. You know what that means? It says in Pasuk, in Tilim, Yalu Shamayim. They think they're going up to the heavens with their chumas. You know where they're going? Yerdu Tahaymais. They're going to the deepest, deepest depths with all their chumas. Because their chumas, the chumas are usually on of Yenim's cheshvan. You know Yiddish a little bit? It's on someone else's cheshvan, not your own cheshvan. All the chumas. Could be you're already calling in your chumas to your parents already now. I want this, I like this, I like that, I like this. And all these chumas, which are right and which are, some of them are not right, the Inyan of Pesach is the Baruch Shalom wanted it in such a way that Pesach should happen in the way of Leseitzu Ish Mi Pesach Beisai Ad Boiker. The Baruch Shalom wanted families to be together. Leseitzu Ish Mi Pesach Beisai. The Korban Pesach is Davke eaten in such a way where there are Minuyim and it's eaten by Chaburas. And the din is, the Gemara says that if you're eating in a Chaburah, and you take and you put a Mechitza, and you put a mechitza in between, in the middle of the chabura, everything is positive, everything is no good. Why? Because you broke the chabura into two different chaburas. You see, the whole, the Maral talks about arichas and gurus Hashem, the whole thing of how the Korban Pesach was prepared. Everything is about what? Echad, echad, echad. Shliyesh, not to cut into pieces. Everything has to be one. And when it says in the Pasuk, say to Ishmi Pesach Beisva Ad Boker, Mi Pesach Beisva Ad Boker, it means that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants that this Yontiv of Pesach should be a Yontiv where Jews have Rachmanis on other people who are different from them. And Chamalti means that, yeah, your parents are different, or your brother, your sister, or your cousin, your niece, your is different. But the same way, we're different, and he has Rachmanis on us. And the Baruch Shalom wants Jews to be like, say to me, Pesach, Pesach, to be back with your families if you're Zoich to have parents, if you're Zoich to have grandparents. You know what the Schus that is to have grandparents? The people here, I never had grandparents, people never had grandparents. What is Schus is to have grandparents? People get impatient. And the grandparents, they take long time. And they're talking about this. And they want to talk about that. Your whole Yontiv of Pesach, to come to that, Nirtzeh, where Hashem Yisbarach says, Ani Ohevotcha, everything is good. I love you. To come to Shir Shir. It might not be from the chumas that you think are doing that. It might not be from the extra aluminum foil. It might not be for the extra chumas that you had on this thing or that thing. Or you spent the whole Erev Pesach looking at the medication and like this and calling up and finding out. It could be that that's not where your Shir Shir comes from. It could be that the Shir Hashim comes from just from the opposite, from something very, very small. Celebrate Shavuos. I say to Mishpachah Shavuos to be together with the Mishpacha and to be B'Shalom with the Mishpacha. And I'm not, again, saying Chas V'Chalil to be over anything, not their Eis and not their Rabbanim. But there is certain in Yonah Ben Amla Chaveiro that you and myself, all of us, can work very hard on being better at this Pesach. And the Baruch Shalom says that Pesach means Rachmanis. It means that if you and I We'll work on our Ben Lamechaveir. And we're going to come home in a positive way. That I'm not going to lose my temper. I'm not going to be impatient. I'm going to listen to every story. Even though it's the 100th time I heard this story. And every Narishkeit. And I'm going to, when they're talking, if someone's talking Lashon Hara, I'm going to try not to, whatever. I'll do it my own way, but not to make a scene. And not to make a point. And not to go on the side like I'm upset or angry about something. But to be benachas, to be shalom, to be soivel parents, to be soivel friends, to be soivel family. Then when the Baruch Shalom sees that you and I have Rachmanis on Eden, then the Baruch Shalom has Rachmanis on us. And when the Baruch Shalom have Rachmanis on us, because the Ikka problem we have now is Ben Lamechaveir, and the Baruch Shalom have Rachmanis on us, then we'll come to that time, if Kimei Tzeischem Eretz Yisrael, Erem in the flows, then we'll be Zeichet to see bigger, bigger wonders than the Baruch Shalom showed us when we left Mitzrayim. Halavai, that should be soon with the blessing of our Amitis, and maybe Amen. 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 Amen.